Hey, Evan, welcome to the SEO show.
Oh,
Tree, welcome to the SEO show.
hello.
Welcome to the SEO show, Tree.
Hello.
We're just waiting to hear to see if Zach picks up here.
Okay.
Should I play the theme song?
Yeah, play him in.
I want to try something new this week.
Yes, no, maybe. I
Oh.
don't know.
Are we gonna get slammed with royalties?
Not with royalties, no. With lawsuits.
Welcome to the SEO show. What do you think about that feel?
I like the energy.
Yeah, I thought so too. Has a similar in my mind. It has a similar energy to the other one we had going.
Oh, the previous one? This is definitely more wholesome. Definitely like has like a warm nostalgic feeling for sure.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see how it ends. Hold on.
Wait, the end of this song is really great.
Yeah.
Life is unfair.
Life is unfair.
Holy
Life is
crap.
unfair. Welcome to the
Oh,
SEO
man.
show.
Man, the end of that song, it meant nothing to me back in the day, but I feel like I can really relate to that sentiment
I was just giving the audience that's used to the original just a little hit
little
to keep
stab.
them tied them over in case they're having withdrawals. That's a bonus. Okay, so you guys, this is the SEO show where we look at the trending searches on Google and stuff like that, and we talk about them to increase our SEO results or organic search results. Evan, we've talked about this before. Like, that's my whole plan of the show is I want to like hook in. I want to hook people that are just like randomly searching these topics. Why isn't it working yet?
Have we
Because I
what's
don't
the
think people
status?
search for podcasters as a general. Like, they might try to find the podcast their friend is telling them about, but no one's in the podcast hole just being like, man, I want a fucking true crime podcast.
It's true. It's definitely about word of mouth, the podcast game. I
And
mean,
am I even coming up in a search result in Google?
well,
I don't know.
Have
Is
you ever
this
tried
show?
searching?
I don't
Or
think
should we
I
Google
think
it?
it sort of does. I think it does, but I think I swear I think it's like the Google algorithm knows I'm trying to game it because it sees like, oh, you have all these popular search terms in this thing.
I would
And
honestly say that you could get more subscribers just by dumping out a bunch of like fortune cookie sized pieces of paper that just said, "That's all, folks, SEO show."
oh my God.
That's true. You should try
Are
to
you talking
scrape the
about
bottom of
guerrilla
the barrel.
marketing?
You should probably do that. You should also like maybe post some signs, you know, when
You're
the
talking
little
about, you
tearaways
know,
that
my
post on the
dad.
street.
Yeah.
My dad was like trying to get involved in Trashcast. You know,
He's
Pat.
always trying to get in on that.
Yeah, he's a marketing. He's been in marketing his whole life, selling
He
like
wants that clout, dude.
he's like a pharmaceutical sales rep. So he's like the sort of he goes directly to doctors and he sells like he's like hey, you want to use this birth control? These are the reasons. And so he wanted to help us with Trashcast, basically doing the same thing, but with like our podcast and like go to bars and go directly to people face to face and recommend them the
I love that
Trashcast.
that's his strategy because
That's
it
his.
honestly might be the best strategy.
That's kind of what Evan's telling me now. Is
I would love
that.
for a legit pharmaceutical salesman to like hop our podcast. Like that would be
Yeah.
true unique marketing.
So you're telling me,
Also,
Evan, I need to go face to face to people on the street and like put headphones on them and make them listen to this right
they're
now.
not going to stop
I don't know if that would necessarily
listen.
work and could be construed as assault depending on which location you're in, but I
We could try it
do.
though.
You could, that's definitely possible. I would say that, like, what I'm really liking the idea of are like those people that hand out religious pamphlets at the edge of the subway.
Yeah,
I need to
definitely.
hand out pamphlets on the show.
We should just market ourselves like Scientology.
Exactly.
Like, definitely.
I was thinking about that. Like, get like a sort of like pseudoscience gadget, like an e-meter, and like say we're measuring something else, like some sort of other energy. Yeah, yeah. No, I've thought about this actually. It's funny because I have thought about this.
Why don't we just use a trash cast Ethereum or whatever?
Yeah, entrepreneurium.
Entrepreneurium.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we should sell that.
The qualia of my
entrepreneurium. So you really think you? All right. So keep it in mind. We're thinking of guerrilla ways to market this podcast because obviously SEO, trying to game any algorithms, isn't working.
Wait.
And the person who would know, Evan, doesn't have his best suggestion is to fucking litter the earth with pieces of paper that say SEO show.
I honestly hate anybody that stops me in the street though. Like,
oh,
I increasingly have less and less patience for people that try to give you stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's because it's so much litter.
1 minute. Do you want to save the earth? Yeah, I want to save the earth, but this is literally like the worst way to do it. Get out of my way. You know, that's just like what you feel. Don't get in anybody's way.
I'll think about it. I think I like the idea of just like getting a bunch of headphones and have like a little desk and just try to like get people to sit down and listen to it.
I was thinking the same thing.
If you're in the future right now, and you're listening to this podcast. You know, tell me if this tactic is working.
Have you guys ever seen the tactic that's like a dude will come and like place a small box of something or some such next to you on the subway, and there's like a little note on top of it, and it's just like embrace the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or something. And then he'll come back through before you get to the next station and then pick up the ones that were clearly not wanted.
Wait, but do you leave money?
No, there's no money involved. He just distributes the propaganda.
So you're saying we need to make some little brand activations.
Yeah, and they pick them back up so they're not super wasteful.
You know, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but you know how like influencers and even media brands, we would get those like packages from like Nintendo or like whoever, whatever company, and it would be like a box, and even opening the box itself was like a spectacle. Like there would be like something would explode and then there'd be candy everywhere.
We get that shit literally every day in Engadget.
I call that a spectacle in a box because it's like, for a media brand, it's like, you're not going to fall for that. But like for an individual influencer who's just like a person who needs content every day, they're like, oh my God, thank God. There's like this little thing that I could just like open and that's it. I'll just film it.
Oh man, I love this like long distance fictional relationship between this PR person and the influencer. The influencer is like, oh my God, a PR person cares about me.
We loved your stuff. Yeah. We watch your stuff. We're big fans. Yeah. It always does come with nice note.
Do you think people really fall for that anymore? Like, if Gucci sent us a really specially crafted box of like goodies,
yeah, people fall for it. They do it. They open it on air because it's like good entertainment, and like people love unboxings. On YouTube.
It's not that the individual falls for it. It's that they know it's just like good chum that will get views.
Good chum, baby. Yeah.
It's chum. Yeah.
And it's like they may not necessarily care about it, but it's going to look good.
Yeah. Like there are certain influencers that you see that this is all they do is like open up like small brand activations that got sent in the mail to them from different companies.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We got to make the what is it called? The Kinder, that SEO show Kinder Egg, like that's like like the craziest Kinder Egg promo sort of like box anime, whatever I'm trying to say, but like that's ever existed. You know what I'm trying to say, right? Like,
yeah,
we gotta design that.
I'm gonna think about let's keep our thinking caps on about different ways we can do brand activations so that like our show gets like snapped, Instagram storied, so that there's sort of like, you know what I mean?
People are reacting on it on IG.
Yeah, like we create a mini spectacle. We create many, many spectacles so that there's no doubt that this will be featured like somewhere.
I got it.
What?
We got to find a manufacturer that makes like cards, like gift cards that play a sound.
Yeah.
And then we can put the theme song or like a sound bite from the podcast inside of like that.
They have cards where you can record your own message.
So we get one of those.
All right. This is pretty good.
Maybe. We start there.
All right. This is enough on air. This is too much. This is too, we're giving away too. No, I don't really know. But we should go into like the topics.
All right. What's number one?
Well, what are you on Google Trends? This is why.
I mean, what do we think?
Oh, wait. Sorry, sake. Zach just texted me and he's like, why isn't this going on? And I put him on the call, but he didn't answer. So I'm going to take a little break and call you guys back and see if I can get Zach back on.
Play him in.
Okay. BRB. And we're back. Tree, welcome back.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Let's get into the nitty gritty of the show. Let's get into the topics.
Sports news, 1 million.
1 million searches we got here at the top. Argentina versus Nigeria. Got anything to say about that, anyone?
I wish I knew anything about this.
Yeah, not sports fans. SEO show.
That's why we needed Zach. That is bad. Oof.
Here's the thing.
Argentina, the country, seems cool.
I agree with that.
Crazy country.
How long?
Is Argentina a city in Chile, or is that a whole nother? Was my geography really fucked?
Oh,
Zach Show Live, finally!
Wow.
Hey, what's up? What up? What up? Hey. Exactly what I wanted to hear. Hell yes!
You missed a good one, actually.
We did an alternate intro. You want a taste of it?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's such a great soundtrack.
I'll take that one. I will take that.
Dang.
How long you guys been going? Sorry, I had my phone on, but like I was like kind of zonked out.
Well, we talked for like 10 minutes and then I tried calling you again and then we talked for like 15
minutes. I had my headphones plugged in, so I was ready to go. But just go ahead and just let's keep on rolling.
Well, Zach, you know about Argentina versus Nigeria? You came in just in time.
Oh my God. There's so many soccer games and I have actually been watching, but
the biggest World one Cup, right now.
The World Cup, the biggest sporting event in the world, arguably, is going on now in Russia. And are there some good games going on.
Wait, it's all happening in Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where it's located.
I thought that it was just sort of everybody played wherever they were, and it was just, it was going on.
No.
No, that's the whole thing about the World Cup is, like, the city that can accommodate ends up making a lot of money, but that's people also say that it's just like a hotbed for just like
it's the same as the Olympics.
And they just had the Olympics, so I feel like they already kind of were set up for it.
Oh, they're like, yeah,
well, that's good, because I mean the major thing that you complain about with the Olympics is that they set up a bunch of shit and then it never gets used for anything, and it's just a
riot.
Yeah
so they got a lot of use.
That bird's nest in Japan,
I think they still use it.
I thought you were talking about bird's nest soup.
Oh, I know. There's so many good birds now.
Savage question. Classic savage question.
Guys, if you guys out there listening know what that means, go ahead and write a review for this show. Let us know what you think.
Oh, yeah, Zach, you missed. We did have a conversation about how to market the show because Evan doesn't have any good ways to do it with, like, hacking algorithms anymore. He's really just sort of saying just go out on the street and hand out pamphlets.
Well, I did.
That's very smart.
You didn't want to do it.
No.
Wait, what?
You gotta, the best word or the best SEO hack is WordPress, but you said it was too hard.
No, I said it was too, I wanted to do free option first.
Oh, you said it was too expensive in your
report. Yeah, too expensive is like anything right now. Yeah. But I guess, do you guys, what do you think? Should we invest in how much am I going to pay to get this show like boosted in Google Analytics?
You think $100 will give us anything?
Doubt it.
In terms of just like smashing it through the ad machines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. If you made like a really fun like promo video and slap that on Facebook ads, you'd definitely get something.
Wait, what? We're making a promo video just for the show?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. That's the only way it would work on Facebook. Oh. With a Google, I've never actually bought Google.
Yeah, you AdWords. Have to have a campaign around the product.
Well, yeah. I was just saying each episode, like with all of the valuable tags, like this one will have Argentina versus Nigeria, for instance, and it'll go up tomorrow. We want people to get to this show.
Yeah, but the thing is like people need to understand what SEO show is, and you can only do that through a campaign.
I was really just trying to be like a chum bucket article, like some random, so like nobody's even checking the source of where their news is coming from. Like they don't know what this is.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's not about the brand. It's about the hacking the keywords.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever say that. But it's always about the brand.
All right. I don't know. Well, I guess like, if you're saying that we have to, I mean, Zach, another idea was just go out on the street and put headphones on people and just make them listen to it.
I think that's a really good idea.
The thing like is, that. The thing is that we would, if we want to be Chumnail, we would have to then position ourselves on good media, like good publications. So, like, you know, we'd have to actually fork over the money to put our ad, like our shitty SEO show ad on, like, I don't know, a Vanity Fair article or something.
We could do it directly through Taboola and Outbrain.
I don't know what that is.
That's how the Chum Bucket is filled. It's Taboola and Outbrain. They are the software product that powers the Chum.
Dude, get it.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
How much?
I have no idea. I'm assuming bargain basement, you know what I mean?
Bargain basement? Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
My idea that you forgot is the idea of, because we're talking about activations.
Like, oh, make like a brand box activation.
Yeah, well, like a box activation. So like how people unbox things on YouTube or whatever. So we would just have to create like the most like intricate kind of Kinder Egg version of that. And I was saying we should start with thinking about how, you know, those pre-recorded messages on gift cards or whatever, we could just like put a little sound bite on there, maybe like the intro track on a little card, and you open it up and it like sings to you.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
All right. We'll come back to this. Let's get back to the stories.
You guys have any ideas out there? You want to extrapolate on those?
If you're a marketing genius, an online marketing genius,
I'm just not releasing any of my ideas right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I have so many brand activation ideas already.
I'm going to pour some whiskey. That's what I'm about
Zach,
to do.
Are you looking at any of these stories?
Yeah, so basically, as we know, Lionel Messi is one of the best players in the world. So he kind of choked in the last World Cup. So he actually had two goals to beat Argentina 2-1. Two pretty fucking sweet goals. I just watched them.
Wow.
But yeah, it's it's World Cup soccer, but they're going into the second stage here, so there's still quite a bit of game to play.
How have you been passing the time during these games? Do you watch them alone? Do you watch them with friends?
Yeah, are you even watching them?
I've been watching the morning games because they're on at like 9 or 10 here on our time over here in Ohio and New York. So I've been watching them like while I'm working, which is pretty nice.
Is it important to watch them while they're live? Like once they're already not new anymore, do you care about it?
No, I mean, I'll watch some highlights, but like if I was at home, I'd be watching more. But there's still much more soccer to play. So let's go ahead and move on. What do we got next?
Travel ban. Here?
Did you guys travel say, ban. Wait, travel ban is the second? That's what's underneath yeah. this?
Yeah, what do you see in Janoris Jenkins?
What?
Sorry.
Janoris Jenkins.
Janoris, sorry. Oh, what do you? What's your second one, Ryan?
Oh, no, I was looking at yesterday's big thing, which is 10 million searches for restaurants. Just the word restaurants.
God, I'm hungry. It's Monday.
Mm. That's nah. only 10. Oh, that's what 10 million that? Views.
No, it's because of the Red Hen restaurants, the restaurant that kicked out.
The lady, the secretary.
Yeah.
White House press secretary.
Sarah Sanders.
Sarah Sanders Huckabee.
What'd they do?
Okay.
Getting blamed for kicking out Sarah Sanders.
Yeah, they kicked her out. The business was like,
you're oh, yeah! I remember. That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, it was like, that. We don't like you. You're not welcome here. We're a private place. We can do this, basically.
And so then she, yes. And so then she got on Twitter and sent a big old white lady Nastagram being like, well,
Nastagram.
Well, I just think we should be civil to one another, even though this shithole of a restaurant kicked me out.
Wow, yeah.
Basically, I'm paraphrasing, guys. I'm paraphrasing. But then Trump was also just like, boo, this is despicable. Your restaurant is crusty beans.
Is that a direct quote?
Your restaurant is crusty beans.
Is that a direct quote?
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's a pretty good diss. I'll give him that.
God, I hope it is. I mean, I don't know. It's just pretty despicable that there have been a lot of people that have been kicked out of restaurants and colleges and all these things, and now they're mad. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean... I think everyone's been kicked out of a place one time or another, right?
Yeah.
Was it about like your like working principles though, instead of just like bad behavior at the restaurant? Because that is a different thing.
Yeah, no, it was like because there wasn't it. I mean,
or just like your identity.
Did any of you guys read like a full thing about it? Like, wasn't it like the restaurant owner was like, "I'm against like your whole administration. You guys are like a little fucked up. This is just my way of saying like I don't approve of you." And this is the one place I have power, so I'm using
that it. Was the one way that could totally stick it to the man.
That was like in a small way, a way of just saying I don't approve. It was a small protest in a way, right?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is that there's a difference between me and my buds being drunk at a restaurant and the restaurant owner being
right.
Like, a little too much from you. Please sort of get out. And the restaurant owner being like, I disapprove of everything that you're spending your life doing. And my yeah, like you said, this is my only way. It's my only bit of power. I'm gonna use it.
I'm not at the level enough to be kicked out for like what I believe in and what I stand for just yet. But I think you know, there might come a day where
same.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. I think that the red hen would be somewhere where I would be okay, but maybe some other place.
Do you think that it's okay? What do we think about the red hen thing? Is not really the story, in my opinion. More of the story is that you know, both Sanders and Trump used their absolutely astronomical positions of power to name and shame this restaurant in Virginia, no less. Or like they said that they named the restaurant itself.
Is this a chicken joint, by the way? Can we assume that?
It's gotta be, right?
I would think so, which leads me to my next question. Sanders, any relation to the Colonel?
Wow.
Oh. It's been right under our nose and we didn't even see it.
You think it was chicken beef?
It was chicken beef.
It's a chicken beef.
Dropping in all kinds of meat tonight. Oh, shit.
So what do you guys think about what the conservative Twitter swarm is saying, which is like, you know, the beef on Twitter, the public, which is again the public square of the internet, as we all know,
right,
is that the libs are like, how do you like it? You said you wouldn't make a cake. And then the conservatives are like, how dare you throw us out based on our principles? This is crazy. Right. And it's like, what do you think? Like, they're saying that it's a different thing than the gay cake ban because cake makers are artists and everyone can have their own religious freedom, but you need to treat the administration.
No, that's like completely authoritarian. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not okay. I mean, everybody sees that, right? It's not just, you know, a leftist regular like person thinking that. I feel like that's just unanimously like pretty authoritarian kind of like thing to say.
Yeah.
You're wielding the power of the state versus the power that like the guy who owns the real estate location, you know, maybe the business license.
Sorry. When Evan talks, like everybody has to be really, really quiet.
It just you actually, Evan, you come in and out. Like sometimes I can hear you and sometimes I can't.
I feel like it's when any of us are loud at all, it basically makes him go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing.
But I hear what you're saying. That is a true story. What was the general consensus of the public? People agree with them, people mad about it.
I think it just completely comes down party lines. If you're a MAGA hat, then you're like, this is complete horseshit, and you will respect my authority. And if you're not that, then you're like, hell yeah, this nasty lady just got kicked out.
That's just so sad.
Yeah, like, I guess obvious. On both sides, like they're saying it's like the equivalent to like kicking, like not making a cake for a gay couple or whatever. I guess like those people be like, well, get like the people that are refusing them are like, it's against my like beliefs. Like gay isn't even a thing. Like that is it. Like to them being gay is a choice as much as like, choosing to be like a Republican is a choice or something.
Yeah.
Right. That's why they think, that's why they feel justified in doing it.
Sorry, I just imagined a Republican looking at some kind of like classifier sheet for their taxes, and it's like Republican or gay. I don't know what to tell you guys about the audio quality because, like, I could use a lav mic, but you know, your phone only has one. You know, the lav mic has its own connection with no like headphone monitor, so like, I don't really know.
What?
You're fine.
No, I think. Are we just like coming out of your phone like loud?
No, I'm using headphones, but like, okay.
But the microphone on your phone.
But I'm saying I could like switch to like a, you know, an actual like lav mic designed for smartphones, but it's like for video recording. There's no headphone monitor.
I don't know. I think it might be your connection in the app itself. I'm imagining it's your operating system.
Whatever you want to try, go ahead and try it. But
yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. It's just like not very good sometimes. Sometimes it's like, whoa, this is not good.
Whoa, this is not good. Well,
okay, do you know what else is not good?
Yeah.
What? The body of Janoris Jenkins was found. What do you guys know about this?
Oh, it was the body? I totally didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was football news.
Yes.
Yeah, well, discovered at home of Giants CB. What does that mean?
We did skip over travel ban. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Also, yeah, that's crazy.
I guess this is sort of related. Should we go back to this thing?
We'll go back to travel ban in a second.
I feel like they're equally. I don't know anything about this football player and this body.
It's just all a cool. It's a player for the Giants. There was a body found. So we're assuming there's some foul play here.
It's just crazy that like we've had somebody big die for like a month and a half now. Like, well, when did Kate Spade die? Was that like a month ago? No, it wasn't.
It was maybe three.
Yeah, maybe three
or 4 weeks ago. And like ever since then, it's just like
Anthony Bourdain.
Well, this yeah. Well, this is just a body at this football Triple player's X. house, so it's not the actual not football a celeb. Player. But so like this is probably like
oh, so he's alive. Janoris Jenkins is alive. The problem is a body was discovered at his home.
Exactly. So I mean, it was probably drugs.
That's not what you want. Let me tell you.
No, you want to get rid of that body as soon as you can. You don't want someone finding that out here.
ESPN's website is really nice. It's a really nice website.
A huge design that I think. Just saying.
Yeah.
No. Look at it. Are you guys seeing this picture? I'm sorry. This is sorry for the listeners. This picture of this naked guy with fucking
Serrano. Yeah, I'm seeing it.
This is fucking funny.
What?
It's Jerry Rice. He's an older football player.
Oh,
yeah,
how Jerry Rice stays fit and he's just like naked holding a football. Like,
yeah,
really
this
funny.
Is kind of bon- yeah. Okay.
So how?
Let me see that.
How old is he?
In his 50s. So who knows? Somewhere in his 50s.
Here's the problem: is that like he doesn't look good. The male figure. It doesn't.
Why am I the only one that can't see this? Oh
if
my
you go
God.
To the article,
the ESPN article, he really doesn't look all that good. All
right, I'll be the judge of that. Hold on. Oh.
He doesn't look bad.
No, he doesn't. He looks great for 55, but his body has become an old man body.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah. That's
oh
what I'm saying.
My God! Hey, look though.
Like he's in top it's shape. Confidence. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's in need.
That's a body, a type of body we don't see often enough. I feel like we're seeing a
really?
Lot of, like, yeah, we see, like, a lot of full-figured women now. A lot of, like, ad campaigns are realizing, like, people want to see, like, full-figured women, like, soft women in underwear.
What do you mean by full-figured women? What does that mean?
Like, you know.
Like, I like a girl that's got some, like, curves, but, like, I like them to be fit well.
Like, when you walk into a lot of, like a regular, like, Zara or Forever 21 or whatever, they have, like, full-figured mannequins now. And on their websites, they also have, like, very full-figured models. So, like, the...
Okay, how many pounds overweight is a full-figured woman?
Jeez, Louisek. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm just trying to put it into perspective.
Like, you know, it's a...
Well, first of all, you can't... That doesn't even make sense because it's dependent on your height. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
Yeah. They're always actually pretty tall.
Right,
that's
but
definitely
you,
true.
But you're there's an area to be, like, where you're, like, at an appropriate weight for your height, you know?
Well, here's the thing. If you watch the Dove campaigns, like the Dove commercials, they like
yeah.
to, like, range from very thin to, like, pretty large, so like
right.
a gradient of shapes, and
for
I would
sure.
say that it's becoming more and more like commonplace to like see like the fullest range that is socially acceptable in the
like,
public.
Yeah,
but,
like maybe like an Adele type figure.
Sure,
even
bit sure.
like I'm telling you, I saw this. I don't know if you watched.
My point.
Did you know that?
Can I just? We really detoured on the female body, and my point was like, sure, let's see some old men, like underwear.
Yeah, some like barrel chested old men.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's the thing I was noticing about it, and like that kind of makes me like that. I don't know that's gonna happen to me. Is like my ribs are gonna get larger, you know?
Yeah.
For some reason, like. Men's older bodies, like their lower ribs, like become more, you know, just like out, and just to become more round shaped.
What the
yeah.
fuck
yeah.
is that about? But by the way, like what
I know.
The hell?
But it's you're saying we need look. A campaign to like make that like hot or something.
Yeah,
well, not to make hot, it hot, just to make like it normal to see a romance that's not like. I mean, and even this guy is like jacked out of his mind. You know what I mean? Like,
but yeah, but you're saying it's still like, even though he knows he looks good for his age, it's still not like we're still like, oh, that's old man body.
Obviously, because we're talking about it. Yeah, like, it's a shock.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
the silhouettes of an old man torso, either
you never see it.
Yeah, and either a silhouette or in profile or a profile or whatever, straight on. Like, you just mm-hmm. don't see it. It just looks fucking weird. And like, but that's the way people are shaped.
Yeah.
It's because we don't see people without their shirts on unless they're on TV or like on a billboard.
Yeah, unless they did like a trillion sit-ups first.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that on a European beach, if you grew up on a European beach or going very often, like, you would definitely just be used mm-hmm. to, like, the old man body. Oh, in God, America, so not so much. Also, like, that, like, ascites belly, like, the hard, like, beer belly that men get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that had its, like, moment in the spotlight, which was, like, the dad bod or whatever.
Yeah, dad bod. I think people were really like on that for a second with dad bod, but it never really happened for real.
I was like upset about dad bod, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, it was great, but people tried to make it seem like, I don't know, there was something very off about the campaign for
it. It was engineered by people with dad bod to try to get it to be cool.
It felt like it. Like, aren't I hot?
Yeah. I can see that.
What do you guys think about the photoshops of thick Elon Musk?
Oh, wait. I haven't seen the thick Elon Musk, but I've seen the thick Zuckerberg.
Yes. Well, yes. Both categories of memes.
Great.
Sorry, I got a chopper passing.
Okay.
Yeah, me neither.
I was so happy after.
I want to see this. I'm trying to find this.
So wait. There's a picture of Elon that's a fake muscles.
Oh,
no, thick boy.
Yeah, thick boy.
What do you mean? Like he's
put on the body. It's just like the body put on the body of like a thicker individual,
no,
right?
You just use the bulge tool in Photoshop to give your celebrity of choice the titty and the ass.
Wait,
hold on, Elon Musk.
Is it real?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Wait, thick Elon Musk.
I searched it. I can't find anything. Thick Elon Musk. It's not pulling anything.
Damn, dude. Maybe if you type in thick ass.
I think I have seen it, though. I can picture. Oh, here we go.
What prompted these? Was it like after, did he do something recently that everybody started doing this?
I think this was part of the Dove campaign.
No, come on.
It was Zuck. It was the Zuck. The thick Zuck meme was the organic meme.
And yeah, of course.
Splintered out into thick Elon.
Oh, I saw the thick. I saw the thick Zuck.
Yeah, I saw. He had like a mom. He had like a. he had like the butt of the mom from The Incredibles.
Well, if you search thick Zuck as in just Z-U-C-C, it just pulls up zucchinis, big zucchinis.
Oh man, no, I get the first two that were out with the mom jeans.
Yes.
Do you want to move on to another topic?
Yeah, let's do it.
We talking about the travel ban or
Travel ban.
I never had to even express anything I've thought about this to anyone.
Well, just process the fact that like 5 or 6 weeks ago or like whatever, everyone was like protesting this, and then people sort of like moved on to different stuff, and the Supreme Court was like, sup, we did it. Remember when you guys were so mad? Well, it's a law now, so fuck you.
What is the news? Why is it surfaced now? Like now that it's a law.
Supreme Court said you're good to go. You're ready to rock. There was a lawsuit brought in Hawaii, and apparently the judge ruled to say y'all are good to go.
It was in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii sued the Trump administration, and it went to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Oh,
was that
That wasn't
right. Good mind. To go, as in what?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Have
like
the power. You, it's, the Supreme Court says the president has the power to do the travel ban.
Right, to separate families.
No, not, this is not a separation.
This is separate
situation.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
To just what? Say, hey, these people from majority Muslim countries, you can't
come here.
What okay, are the yeah. countries? How many are there?
I don't know. Jeez. So this is a difference. That, so the big thing in the Supreme Court case is that they're saying that on the campaign trail, there's this audio clip of Trump saying he wants to ban Muslims. Like, he actually says that.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's all coming back to me.
And then, so that's like, in legal terms, that's like, they're saying there is a religious animus to this concept, like the idea that they want to ban people. And then the Supreme Court said, well, they changed the actual thing so that it doesn't stay Muslim majority, so it doesn't matter. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So what, but if it's not Muslim majority, then how is it worded? Like, they're just these countries, basically. Like, specifically, it's not saying Muslim majority countries. It just is those countries.
All right, I have a list of countries. There's Syria, Libya, Iran, Yemen, Chad, Somalia, North Korea, and Venezuela.
And those guys can't come in here.
Yes.
That's insane.
Chad was later removed from the list. So sorry. I'm just reading off this Washington Post.
What are the visa like exceptions? Are there any?
I don't know. I haven't read the actual sort of like fallout because this sort of came through at the middle of the day, you know?
I can't believe.
Why is it like, what's up with Venezuela? Is it because isn't like everyone moving out of Venezuela right now? Like,
I have no idea what's going on with Venezuela.
I think their economy is just like absolute shit and their government sucks ass and like nobody can make any money. So I think they're like a lot of like Venezuelans are like moving out. So I feel like, yeah, that's probably on purpose. So like Venezuelan people don't come here. Like this.
What are we going to do with all of these displaced people? Are they just going to like band together and like move to a separate place? And I don't know, like where is there left on earth for people to go? No one is allowing any of the refugees in Europe. We're not like environmental refugees too, like these islands that are being like flooded. Where are all these people gonna go?
That's why you gotta be tough on immigration. You don't want those Oh my god. Trump describes he said that in Europe, they're being infested. Like, he used the word infested.
Yeah, he uses the worst words, those people. Like, it's insane. Especially, like, when you hear about at least... Because I got confused because this morning I was listening to stuff about the people on the, like, border wall or whatever.
Right.
Like, those are, like, 14-year-old children or under or, you know, just, like, teens... crossing the desert because they have literally no other option because it's so dangerous where they are, where it's like, I can hedge my bets. Well, and the best bet is to cross a desert alone as a 14-year-old.
Most of our country is not as empty.
Yeah, I think we have plenty of room. That's what I was going to say.
No, I know. So it's like...
it's not full of people.
So I know. So that's what I'm saying is like, if we were a decent species of creature, like we would intellectually understand that and say there's plenty of room, but like what is it gonna take for us to be like, actually I'm willing to give up some of what I have to allow all of these like global refugees to seek refuge? Because like people can empathize with the fact that it's not okay for a 13-year-old child to cross a desert because they have death waiting for them on the other side. People can, like, emotionally and intellectually understand that, but are you willing to, like, actually create a way, a policy, whatever means possible to actually stop that from happening? We like to think that we do, but we don't. Like, so I don't really know where these people are going to go.
Man, I'll tell you what. If the government was like, yeah, we're opening up the new some new empty areas of like Wisconsin. I mean, just
that would be insane. Just look yeah.
at, like any coverage map of like cell phone service, like in 2018, and you like I can point out some like pretty motherfucking large places that are like the size of Connecticut. Just...
Unfortunately, also those are the people, the last people that want anybody new to come in.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll be like the Rahanishi situation, right? Yeah. Like it'd be like that whole
Wild Wild Country shout out.
Yeah, people would be so mad. So anyway, I mean, it's crazy.
So the travel ban is not like this. This I mean, honestly, today if people are interested in this, you should just go watch or you should just go listen to the. Political roundup, NPR political roundup podcast for June 26th, because they articulated well that like this travel ban and the sort of like border wall separating families thing, like neither of these is solving a real problem. Like,
yeah, just, like, makes it worse
between South American immigration and rising crime. That's not a real thing. There's no data to support that. And there's also no data to support the idea that a travel ban will make us in any way safer. So this is all
Yeah, like, there are no measures that have changed. Because, like, I was listening to this thing that was even talking about, like, policy being changed in Mexico to, like, help stop the immigration. And even if they contribute to, like, stopping citizens and then we try to stop people from coming in, like, it's just the situation is just so dire that, like, I mean, you would try to leave too if you were like didn't know if you were gonna live the next day because somebody was gonna like steal your children or like whatever is going on there, right? Like, you would hedge your bets. So like there's the only thing that we're doing or the administration is doing right now is just openly being like more and more uncivil and just like normalizing that sort of behavior. It's like not really helping anything at all.
So, but. Sorry, do you guys have any other?
I just think they're just trying to spread fear. And so to increase nationalism and just to like, you know,
so let's keep moving on. This just happened in New York, so this is breaking news. Alexandria has won the, I believe, the 14th district in New York City. So I don't know really how the whole districting thing works in New York. It's very complicated. It's different than the way they do it other places, but she is going to Congress, and she is a socialist. She is endorsed by the Democratic, the DSA,
Socialist
Association. I don't know what the A actually stands for. But it's DSA. There you go.
She's a socialist. So wait, what number is that for you?
What number is that? What do you mean?
Yeah, because this is what piece of news is this? Is are we on?
Oh no! This is not. I just looked at the trends and like, oh, this is literally all just soccer stuff. So I just.
Oh, nice. Okay, so we. Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. That.
I don't really understand the significance of that.
Well, no, it's like just for New York. So you guys just had one in California, didn't you?
Yeah.
The last time we talked, you were voting.
Yeah.
Who'd you vote for?
Please don't ask me that.
but yeah, like, I guess.
So here's the significance, Rhonda. She's 28 years old, which is crazy. She absolutely took a fat dump on Joe Crowley's face. No respect. Absolute dunkage. 53-43 in New York. But the real important thing is that she's a woman, she's Hispanic, she's a socialist, and she won by a landslide. You know what I mean?
Wow. I love that. That's great. I guess that's good news.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't realize that. This just broke, right?
Yeah, like, this just broke.
Nice.
Okay. Wow. What do you guys know about the DSA? Because I actually don't know that much about the DSA.
DSA?
Yeah, the Democratic Socialists of America.
I don't know.
I know that that's like the up and coming party that everybody's like, all right, that's the good one. That's like the one that's not Democrat or Republican. That's basically
that's the Bernie Sanders, right?
I don't know if he's officially tied up with DSA, to be honest with you. But
really, I thought that was like his stand.
I saw Tim. Tim and Eric just said that he's joining up. So that makes me feel like it's like, all right, if Tim's doing it, I feel like this is going to catch on.
So the first thing I'm going to say is that DSA has some incredible graphic design chops when it comes to its logo. Right. And that's very important.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
no, it is really important.
I literally like their logo.
Marketing is literally like half the battle, right, if not more.
Does it look like a coffee shop? Like, I gotta look this up now. Is it like a trendy logo?
Yeah, it's like two hands shaking, a white outlined hand and a black outlined hand, and a rose in the background. They've sort of adopted the rose.
Oh, I can see how hold on. So.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did see this. I saw there was like an outline article written about it. About like how roses are really trendy right now.
Yeah, it's like
I don't know. I feel like roses have never been not trendy.
Like embroidery of roses. There's like a brand that does that.
It looks like the Rose Bowl, like symbol for the Rose Bowl.
So what do you guys think? Are you down for socialism?
I'm down like a clown.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I feel like I heard this one guy say that we've always been socialist, but it's like laundered socialism. Like we don't want to like say that we're socialist, but we do want to help people, and so we like really disguise it in lots of bureaucracy.
Well, it's because people like my dad, like the boomer generation, are literally afraid of socialism.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I mean, it's because Nazis are scary. Like I totally understand that. Like why we are where we are now is because like you saw socialism ending in Nazis, no matter what. Like it's really that. It's weird. Like groupthink over individualism. That's why like neoliberalism is all about the end. Like this is the pendulum swinging the other way as a reaction to like all the communist shit that happened in the early 1900s.
What I find interesting, just on a design point, is like why are socialists forever, amen, have to be red on black and white? Like it's so aggressive and like
yeah.
I like it. I think that for this moment, like it's weird though too, because it's not separating itself from like a MAGA hat. Like I'm looking at people on the street with these banners with the rose and like it says Democratic Socialist of America. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost indistinguishable.
True.
The typography.
Interesting.
That's really strange. especially because when I think of what the true, not really the political meaning, but like the root, like word in socialism is like social and people. And I would, if I were to design that from scratch, I would choose the color like blue or like green or something like more like
earth,
tame,
more earth based.
But like socialism is just such a like angry, like, I don't know, just from a visual kind of like style perspective, it's so weird that we decide to do that again, especially with its history.
Do you think the spirit of socialism is like the power of the people in a group, right?
I guess so.
Like
yeah.
It's like Bitcoin.
I don't think, I think it's the opposite of Bitcoin.
Okay, my bad. Go on.
I don't know.
What do you guys think about some of your paycheck going to other people? Because my dad really hate that.
You hate that?
It makes my dad very angry to think about that. He works so hard.
I honestly feel like our paychecks already go to many people and people that like don't deserve it. Like
Scott Pruitt,
a lot of very wealthy people. And like if I knew that we would actually be able to get some sort of good healthcare, because the healthcare now doesn't work and we pay so much money for it, you know, like I don't know, there's like I don't see any problem with that, especially because we all make enough, we all don't need any of this money. Like
what
I
could use a couple extra bucks.
Like no, we all, like I'm saying from a Western perspective, we all make more than enough.
Here's a question.
Like, all these other countries, like, there is still people that don't even have the internet.
Nah.
Or, like, electricity or, like, proper nutritious food.
I mean, you still got Flint, Michigan. Don't forget about those guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, there's all of these, like, socioeconomically, like, deprived places that could, that even within our own country, not even talking, like, globally, we could, you know, whatever, that term that all those fucking boomers hate, spread the wealth or whatever. What the fuck is so wrong about that? Isn't that what Jesus says all the time? Is to, like, you know, be kind to your, like, it's just
Jesus would never say fuck.
No, like, the ideologies are just so weird to me. Like, but anyways, like,
it's, do you think that there should be a limit to how much money you can make before you go to, like, 100% taxation?
I think so, absolutely. Like, I think that's where I would start, because, hello, like, the 1% is, like, so out of the extreme. Like, it's just, like, the craziest disproportionate wealth that's ever happened in all time. So, yeah. Absolutely, you shouldn't be able to just, like, have billions and billions of dollars once you've, like, because, you know, well, the more money you make, the more stuff you get.
A Keynesian economist would say that if you had an upper limit like that, like, for example, like, Jeff Bezos wouldn't do what he was going to do or what he was doing now because, you know, there's just no benefit to doing it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see that.
I just don't think so. I just don't think, I really don't believe in that motivation thing, because I think people do things for other reasons other than money, you know. I think people do.
I mean,
I think people would do. Huh?
It's an incentive change. Like, if the incentive of our economic structure wasn't to just, like, make more money, but it would be, like, to add value to people's lives, and then measuring value and, like, those sort of things. If that incentive changed, then people would want to have more of that.
Like, Amazon,
right now, the incentive is just money.
Like, Amazon can have as much money as it wants, but personally, you're limited to, like, I don't know.
I just, who even fucking knows, you know, like, $100 million a year.
So you could keep the money in the institution, but not the individual?
Yeah.
Well,
one of the biggest things that's a problem is that, like, just, like, you know, 150 years ago, CEOs were making, like, maybe 30 times their employees, you know, their base employees' pay.
And what is it now?
300 to 800 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's insane.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, going back to, like, the anti-communist thing, I mean, people are just like, this is justified. This is the game, and they're the winners. We'll see what happens. The game continues. And they see the immigrants that are trying to come in. They're like, oh, they're the losers. I mean, they deserved it. We're all playing the same game, man. That's survival of the fittest, stupid. Fuckheads.
Not really.
Manifest That's destiny, so... idiots.
Yeah. I mean, when, I guess, we're all, you know, we're all still looking up, you know, at the same moon. And if you guys don't know, tomorrow is a full moon. And unlike any other full moon, it's the strawberry moon. Does anybody know what that is?
Is that sort of pink or?
You'd think it'd be red and juicy, but no. Because the so-called strawberry moon gets its meaning by appearing around the time in North America when wild strawberries begin to ripen. Like many of the names for full moons, this one dates back to Native Americans, in this case, to the Algonquin. The first Native peoples encountered by European settlers in the New World. Other names for June's full moons include Hot Moon, for its association with the year's highest temperatures, and the Rose Moon, for coinciding with the blooming flowers. And for those of us on the East Coast, we can enjoy the full moon at 8:05 p.m. on the 28th. Okay. And for everyone on the West Coast, it will be...
Does it look like a regular moon? Sorry, go ahead.
I think it does, but it's a special one because it's got some roots. But then for those of you guys on the West Coast, it's going to be at 9:53 p.m. on the 27th. That's tomorrow, Wednesday.
I love that news. Hey, does anybody know what time of year that smelly meat flower blossoms?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's pretty soon, actually. Somebody just told me about it.
I was hoping so.
Mm. No, yeah, at the...
It's my favorite time of year.
No, the corpse flower.
Yeah.
Wait, is it the same thing?
They're stinky as hell. It smells like a dead body or something.
I think a year or so ago.
Wait. So are we talking about the stanky flower.
Or plum tree. It's like the size of me. Like it's as tall as me or something. It's like huge.
Oh, it's in bloom right now, actually. If you go to Corpse Flower 2018 on New York Botanical Gardens YouTube channel, there's a live stream of it. I'm looking at it. It looks like the chocolate room at Willy Wonka. Like at the original Willy Wonka movie, like it looks edible, like it looks delicious, but apparently it smells like rotting bodies.
Holy shit, is it this big pointy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks like a big stinky piece of cheese right in the middle.
Yeah. It's, the corpse flyer's here and we're nearing a bloom in 2018. I think it's open right now. I think if you went to, if you went to the botanical garden, it bloomed a few hours ago, is what people
are
saying.
That's cool.
It called to me. It's like it knew it. It like I don't know. I totally
You felt the psychic wave of the corpse flower.
I did. I talked to bees. I don't know how I knew. I haven't thought about the corpse flower since literally the last time it bloomed. So that's great.
Okay. Should we close out the show?
Sure.
Can I end with a little bit of history?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So I know Ryan said that there was a helicopter in the background. A little something that happened on this day in history. The world's first practical helicopter lifted off. The twin rotor Focke-Wulf FW-61 was first tested in Berlin, Germany. In 1936.
Whoa.
None of the first prototypes survived World War II, but a replica can be seen at Hubschrauber Museum in Buchenberg, Germany. Pretty cool.
The trajectory of the show is just so weird to me.
He's
trying to lighten it up.
And one more thing. Today is National Pudding Day and National Canoe Day. So get out on the water and catch some rays. Eat some pudding. Take a cup of pudding out on the water. Go for a row with your friend. Maybe bring an apple. You know, enjoy the outsides.
Can I ask a question that we can think about and maybe we'll dip back into the socialism conversation next time?
Sure.
I know it's a pretty weird thing to talk about on the SEO show, but nobody's really listening yet, so it's kind of just a conversation.
We're burying the good content in here for you guys to find it later.
The question is
welcome.
So, the reason why we were so afraid of communism and socialism is because it's like designing humanity from the top down, right? It's like you almost think of here's the ideal human, and then we'll set all these rules in order to build it. And so it's almost like inherently the idea of socialism or communism is a little bit eugenics-y, and I think that's what's scary about it. And so how do we go about designing a society a democratic way, and how do we not feel eugenics-y about it? How do we decide what the definition of human is? How do we put I understand why we resisted the ideology for so long, because it's kind of scary, the idea of having designed people.
But before I think this might be a good question for Miss Wendy Chun.
Really? Are you off? Is she coming out? Are you about to bring her out?
Come on out here, Wendy. I ran into her at the bar here in Cleveland. I said, I'd love to have you on my show.
She's been sitting here listening. Thanks for listening. Put her on.
Look, I mean, all I was thinking is that maybe the only reason why we're discussing the topic of socialism is, again, in the world or in America, is because we're almost ready for it. And it's like the ideology and the structure is there. But in a world that is like non-diverse, the only outcome can actually be a eugenics-y kind of like vibe. Whereas now we're kind of more set up as like socially.
You think we've melted potted enough to do something like this now? You think that we're mature? You think it was a maturity thing? Again. Interesting perspective.
We've pursued, yeah.
Maybe.
I think we're ready. I think we're almost ready.
Well, like, you know, the D here, the democratic aspect of the DSA, I remind my dad all the time, there's that big fat D that says democratic in the front.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that's sort of how you do it, right? Like, you have to bring people in. Like, the idea of a person representing you in government is so core to the whole process. Here in the U.S., you know what I mean? Like, it's like this lady is like 28 years old. They just won here in New York. She like lives in the Bronx. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was a bartender like last year.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like that's how that's how you connect. That's how you make it not eugenics-y.
Yeah, that's right. I think that bar job was just to cover up, you know. That was like totally. To give her like the blue collar background story. She's a fucking reptile.
That really gave her that fat D.
Yeah, dude. I can relate to her.
It gave her that big dick energy. That's a reference for a meme from today.
Yeah,
dude, that was in the news. I missed the big dick energy thing, but Ariana Grande?
For sure.
Is that what it was? Did I get it right?
No, you didn't even hear what it was?
Nah, I just saw the
headline. It's just like, it's like the confidence of having a big dick.
I mean,
and you don't necessarily have to have one to have the sort of confidence of somebody who has a big dick. It's like cool without even trying to be. That's big dick energy.
Yeah, I harness that energy.
Probably helps if you just have a big dick.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
Just to leave my house, I harness that on a daily basis.
Where do I get this energy?
I think there might be in like gems and stuff.
You gotta fucking dig it up.
Oh my gosh.
take a fucking metal detector out.
Play this game to find all the dark or all the big dick energy gems. Honestly, it's just Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, Sonic has big dick energy. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He'll parkour off anything.
Okay, that's the show.
Guys, let us know if you got that big dick energy and where you got it.
big dick energy. We'd love to hear it from them.
We'd love to take a look at that big dick energy and explore that.
Did you not see this meme today either, Zach?
No, I've been off the grid for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went on Twitter and I was like, all right. Okay. So thanks for listening to SEO Show. We went a little off the grid. Speaking of off the grid this week, we went a little off the grid. The topics were all soccer, so, I mean.
Yeah, I know, right? That's the trouble with all that. This is all sports news. That's, like, all we get
here. It was 90% soccer, and then other stuff I didn't understand. All right. Well, I'll play the new theme song again. Wait. Where to go? Okay. Here we go. Yes, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week on the SEO Show. Thanks, Evan. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, everyone.
Hold on, let's get to the end so we get that.
All right. No.